Friends, as you finish greeting one another and as we prepare to turn to God's Word together, I invite everyone to find the friendship pads that are located beside you in the pews. If you could find them and sign them and pass along. As you do that, as they're being passed, take note of the names of the folks who are sitting around you so that after worship this evening you can greet one another by name. Oftentimes in worship, both on Sunday morning and at other times, you all have noticed either Pastor Chris or I putting on a stole. We've mentioned at different times that we do that not as we promised. It is not a mark of how important we are, but rather a mark of how important God's Word is. And so we prepare ourselves for this time by doing that. I wanted to mention specifically this evening that this stole was given to me as a gift by the Crossroads Presbyterian Church just over a year ago. Upon my installation, it wasn't here that night of the installation, but I've worn it the last couple of weeks, and several folks have commented on it, and I wanted to make sure that you all knew that this was a gift from you, so thank you so much for this beautiful stole. As we get ready to tell a very special story this evening, the story that I suspect you all came to hear, I invite you, as always, to join me in prayer. Shall we pray together? Dear Jesus, this is your night and we thank you. Thank you for welcoming us here. Thank you for the gift of your story. Thank you for being born in Bethlehem and for all the love that you have brought into our world and our lives. Help us now as we hear your story to hear something new, to share our love with one another and with you, and to remember always that you are the great gift of Christmas. These things we pray in your name. Amen. It's true that every single season has its stories, and Christmas has the very best stories of all. Stories about Grinches, stories about wonderful lives, and little drummer boys, and red-nosed reindeer. But friends, when we gather on nights like this, in places like this, we gather to hear only one story. And it's a story that turns us all into children. No matter how many times we've heard this story before, even if it's been hundreds or thousands of times, we love to hear this story again and again. And each of us comes to this story from a different place. Each of us loves this story for a different reason. And so I thought that tonight I would just tell you the story and help you or let you remember what it is that you love about it. It's a story about wonder and about beauty and about holiness. And it's a story that goes like this. At the time of Jesus' birth, the emperor commanded that everybody in the whole empire had to go to their hometowns to be registered. There was a man named Joseph. And because Joseph was descended from a family that was from a town called Bethlehem, he and Mary left Nazareth, where they lived, and went to Bethlehem to be registered just like the emperor insisted. And Mary was pregnant, and she was due to have the baby at any time, and not just any baby either. Mary was going to have God's baby. And sure enough, while they were in Bethlehem, the baby decided that it was time to be born. So Mary gave birth to God's son, and she named him Jesus. And because there were so many people in town, there was no room for Mary and Joseph at the local hotel. And so they stayed in the only shelter that they could find, a little barn designed for animals. And that's where Jesus was born. And Mary wrapped the baby up in soft cloths to keep him warm, and she laid him in a manger, which is a trough where the animals eat. That's how God chose to come into our world. Now, some of you have been there when babies were born, and some of you have even had babies your very own self, and all of you have been babies at one time or another in your life. It's a very, very special thing when a baby is born, when any baby is born. So you can just imagine how special and holy it was at the birth of God's baby. And after the baby was born, some shepherds who were out in the fields taking care of their sheep, resting quietly, were startled like crazy when an angel appeared to them. And the angel was bright and strong and beautiful, and they were so afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." It's really good news of really great joy, and it's news that comes for everybody. On this very night in Bethlehem, a very special baby is born, and the baby is born for you. And you can find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. The angel said all of that. And then all of a sudden, right along with the angel, there was a beautiful choir of angels. And they were singing and praising God together, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." The angels proclaimed the glory of God and the beauty of this baby. And when they left, the shepherds just knew that they had to go and see this wonderful thing that had taken place. And so the shepherds went quickly. They went right into town, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. And when they saw Jesus, they were filled with amazement and with wonder. It was special, and it was holy, and it was amazing. They told Mary and Joseph about the angels, and Mary listened and cherished all these words, and she kept them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned to their fields, amazed at what they had seen, and they glorified God. It was special, and it was beautiful, and it was holy. Chris, do you have a question?
Yeah, Scott, I don't know how to say this, but that's not the same story that I heard.
It's not the story that you know?
No, no.
Are you really sure?
Not even close. Not even close. I mean, you talk so much about holiness and beauty, and I don't know. My story is messy, and it's noisy. Can I tell the story that I know?
I suppose that you can, yes.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, I don't know if I can tell my story all by myself. So I need to know if there are any children here who would be willing to come up here and help me tell the story. Anybody, come on, all the children, come up here.
You can
stand up here, right up here on the what's this thing called here? Right up in front. Okay?
Are we standing?
All right. All right, come on up, everybody. All right, I am so glad that you all are here to help. We're going to teach Pastor Scott the real Christmas story, okay? We're going to teach him the real one. Here, let me step down here in front of you a little bit. And you guys can all kind of stand right. You don't have to stand on the stage. Some of you can come right down here. All right, come on down. All right. Well, my story starts kind of like Pastor Scott's story. There's an emperor, and he tells everybody in the whole empire that they've got to go back to their hometowns because he wants to count them and do a census. And so Joseph and Mary, they go on a really, really long trip, right? And they've got to walk. And Mary's pregnant. Have you ever seen a pregnant lady walk? Help me out. Go like this. Oh, right? There's a pregnant lady. Oh, she's walking. She's got a long way to go, and she's tired. All right. And so she's on this walk, and this is kind of a scary trip. It's kind of scary because Mary and Joseph, they don't know what to expect, right? They don't know where they're going to stay. They don't know where they're going to eat. They don't know how they're going to pay for the trip. And remember, Mary's having a baby, right? Mary's having a baby. Come on, help me out. You guys, Mary's having a baby. You're helping me tell the story. Push your tummy out like this. You got to stop hugging the pregnant lady, sweetheart. Okay? And having a baby is kind of scary. Even if it's in your own home, sometimes it's kind of scary. And they've never had a baby before, and they're not in their home. So this story already, to me, doesn't seem all that holy and beautiful, but it seems kind of scary and maybe a little bit messy and noisy. So Joseph and Mary, they finally get to Bethlehem, and Mary's back is killing her. And they don't have a bed to sleep on because there's no place for them to stay. All the rooms are full. And you know what? I think Mary cried a little bit. Can you guys kind of cry quietly for me?
Oh.
And Joseph was saying, it's going to be okay, Mary. Can you guys say that? It's going to be okay, Mary. Okay. Mary's still crying, right? It's going to be okay, Mary. Right. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
And then the baby was born out in the animal shelter. And babies don't cry quietly like mommies, right? When babies cry, babies let everybody know that they've got something to say, right? Okay, so now I need you guys to cry like babies. Hey, some of you over there go moo. Moo. Keep crying and moo. And there were some sheep. Some of you guys gotta go bat, 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 right? Oh man, it's so noisy. All right, good job, good. Okay, now, the baby is born out in the animal shelter. And while all of this is going on, there were some sheep out in the fields outside the city. Do it, come on. Right? And their shepherds were out there watching them, right? So these are the sheep over here. Come on, let's hear it. And then over here, the shepherds are going, yo, sheep, shh.
Yo, sheep.
There we go. Good. All right. And then the angel shows up. The sheep are still bleeding. There we go. And this big old angel says, behold, I bring you good news. I bring you good news of great joy. Oh, man. And the shepherds, you know what the shepherds did? The shepherds were scared. Come on. Show everybody how scared you are. Ah, it's scary. And Jesus says, or the shepherd, the angels say, tonight, right over there in Bethlehem, a baby has been born, and this baby's been born for you. And you'll find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Well, now the sheep are scared. Sheep. And the shepherds are scared. And then a whole bunch of angels showed up. Wow, I need angels. I need angels out here. Parents, I want you to repeat after me as loudly as you can. Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Toward all those whom God favors. And then the angels disappeared. But the sheep didn't stop bleeding. And the shepherds, they were still kind of afraid. And then the shepherds said, well, we gotta go check this out. Let's go check this out. And so they went and they said, they got there and I think they were kind of excited, and so they all tried to tell the story at the same time, and they said, so repeat after me. We saw angels in the sky and they were bright and they scared us and they told us to come and see the baby named Jesus. Go ahead. Right, it was so exciting. And I wonder if maybe they were so excited that they woke the baby up. Do you think they woke the baby up? So the baby cried. All right. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. All right, now the baby stops crying. All right. See, kids, That's the story that I was told. Thank you all. Thank you all for helping me tell this story. You did a fantastic job. You can return to your parents. Go ahead and head back and sit down. Thank you all for your help. You were such a big help to me. I think maybe Pastor Scott understands now. See, that's the story. That's the story that I was told. And it's not the same story as your story.
Right, but Chris, that is the same story.
Were you just listening? Do I need to call those kids back up? Kids, I need you to...
No, kids, you can stay right where you are. Chris, it was the same story. You told the story about Jesus and Jesus' birth, and so did I.
But your story was so holy and beautiful, and my story was messy, and it was noisy, and it was chaotic.
Well, Chris, life is messy and noisy and chaotic, and Jesus brought holiness and beauty right into the midst of all of that noise and chaos. And so when some of us hear the story, we like to focus on the beauty and the majesty and the specialness of what happened when Jesus born. When God was born as a baby.
And some of us hear the story and we notice how much the noise and the messiness looks like our own existence. It gives me hope to know that Jesus existed in the chaos of life, that Jesus still has meaning even when my life is a mess.
And that's why this is a great story for everybody. That's why the good news of great joy is for all people. When Jesus was born, things were chaotic, and when Jesus was born, things were holy. And that's what our lives are like, too. Our lives are chaotic, and our lives are holy. And on nights like tonight, when we get to hear stories like this one, we're reminded that this is really, really good news for all of us. Whether we are young or old, whether we're feeling holy or chaotic, the great news of Christmas is that Jesus was born for everybody. So I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for Chris and for the kids who told the other half of the Christmas story. And now as we continue in worship and as we continue to tell and to live into this story, we celebrate God's great gift to us in Jesus by returning to God our gifts of tithes and offerings. Will the ushers please come forward to receive this evening's offering?